Okay, today we're continuing in the seventh parak of Masech Sarach, and we are up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Hey. So we're going to talk about someone who is Makdish, a Steachuza that he bought from somebody else. So it's not really a Steachuza, it's a Steimikna, something that he had purchased. So normally when you buy it, you're really only buying usage of it until Yovel. So when you can only be Makdish, that which you own in it. So what if you bought someone else's Steachuza, and then you were Makdish it? So at some time before Yovel, the guy you bought it from died, and the son became the Yoresh. So the Mishnah talks about what happens when Yovel arrives. Does it go to the son, or do we give it to the Kohanim? Halokech sadameyav. If you bought a field, you bought it from your own father, Meis Aviv, and then the father dies. So it would have been your field now. V'achar kach hikdisha. And then, after the father dies, the son was Makdish the field. So he came to the field as a stay mikna, but really it would have been a stay achuza for him. So we treat it like a stay achuza, not like a stay mikna. So even though when you came to it by buying it, but once the father died, you became the yoresh. So therefore it has the dinim of stay achuza. Hikdisha v'achar kach meis aviv. But if the son was makdish at first and then the father died, harei k'stay mikna. Then it becomes a stay mikna div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Omrim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon say k'stay achuza. That even if you were makdish before your father died, it's a stay achuza. Shenemar v'im es stay miknaso asher lo mistay achuza so. So the shenu ruili stay achuza, that the dinim of stay mikna are only on a field that could never be your stay achuza. Yotzezu shehi ruili stay achuza, as opposed to this field which is ra'ui to be your stay achuza. So what happens during Yovel if your makdish is stay mikna? Stay mikna in the yotzel kohanim Yovel. It does not go to kohanim at Yovel. Sheina the makdish tov sheina shalo, because you can't be makdish something that doesn't belong to you. When you buy a field, you only own it until Yovel. So you can't be makdish it to have any impact after Yovel. So it goes back to the original guy. Kohanim levim makdishim liolim. Kohanim levim can always be makdish their stay achuza, even during Yovel, whereas a regular person is not able to be Makdish during Yovel, the golden Yovel, and they can also always be gobble the fields ben lefnei Yovel, ben achri Yovel, both before Yovel and after Yovel, because the fields aren't given to the quantum of the Mishmar at Yovel, meaning that din doesn't apply when a kohen is makdish a field. Okay, Paruches Mishnah Aleph. So a makdish stay b'shasheinu Yovel. What if you makdish a field when we're not observing the dinim of Yovel? I don't know, when we don't have Rov Yoshua Allah or something like that. So amlo psach atarishon, when they start to sell it, the gizbar starts to sell it, he says, okay, you start the bidding. Shabaylim nosen chomesh, because the original owner is going to give an extra chomesh when he's pulled it. V'kol adameinu nosen chomesh. Anybody else is not going to give a chomesh. So we'd rather hear what the owner is going to bid to make sure that he's in on it, that we want him in on the bidding, because he's going to have to give extra. So one time someone was makdish a field because it was a terrible field. So they said to him, okay, put in the first bid. He says, I'll pay a tiny amount of money, an isar. So Rabbi Yossi says, he said, let it be mine for an egg, meaning he didn't even offer any cash. Because for it doesn't have to be kesef, it could be shava kesef as well. Amarlo higaticha. So the gizbar said, okay, you win the bid, it's yours. Nimsa mafsid isar v'sadeh lefanav. So he ended up losing out on that isar because he had to buy it back, and he was stuck with this terrible field that he didn't want to have anything to do with in the first place. Okay, so let's review what we learned today. In Parak Zayin Mishnah Hey, we said that if someone buys a field from his father, from his own father, and then the father dies, and then he's makdish the field, so it's a stay achuza. But there's a machlokas if he was makdish before the father dies. Rameir holds it as a din of stei mikna, whereas Rabbi Yehuda Shimon holds it as a din of a stei achuza, because anything that could be a stei achuza is not going to be a stei mikna. Now, the din of a stei mikna is that it does not go to the Kohen and be Yovel, because when you're makdish it, you can't be makdish anywhere past Yovel. You can only be makdish what you own, which is only up until Yovel. We said Kohanim and Levim can always be makdish, and they can always be Goel even during Yovel itself. And then Parak Ches Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you're Makdish a field when there is no Yovel, so we always let the Bailim start the bidding because he's going to have to give an extra Chomesh. And one time there was a guy that was trying to get rid of a field and they made him start the bidding and he said something ridiculously small, an Isar, or even maybe he said an egg, not even any amount of money, and he ended up having to pay it and getting this field back that he was not at all interested in. Okay, next time, Beth Shalom will pick up with Parches Mishnah.